Thank you very much to the Chileans as host. Thank you very much to Ernesto to work with us so closely in preparing this meeting. The purpose is, as Alan was already saying, we're trying to move on with the integrated checklist on regulatory reform. And if you bear with me for a few minutes, I just would want to make sure that we all start from a similar level of information about this project. Many of you have been with us throughout the 3 years now that we're working jointly with APEC. Some of you are new, and just to make sure that we are starting and discussing at the same level of information, I would like to say a few words on where this project is coming from and what we would like to achieve. There is no doubt, I think, that all of you around the table will agree on that, that regulatory reform has become a key issue of policies throughout the world. I would really say throughout the world, which sounds perhaps a bit ambitious, but I would still say that's true. We have seen when the OECD started work on this area, we have seen that there were only a very few countries who would subscribe to a concept of regulatory reform. But over time, that has grown relatively quickly. And I think that the fact that OECD and APEC, towards the end of the 90s, developed common sets of principles for regulatory reform is a clear sign that, yes, it is an area that can deliver economic growth, it can deliver more private initiative, and it can deliver more employment. The work between the two organizations and between the two sets of countries was building on simply the experience that a level playing field for flows of trade, of investment, are essential for economic development. And the more those countries would look at similar conditions, the easier it would be for investment to take place and for jobs to be created. In 2000, when we started loosely talking about regulatory reform in the APEC and OECD cooperative initiative, we had a series of workshops where we exchanged really experiences. And within 2 years, everyone was agreeable to the fact that this was a rich and fruitful discussion, so it would make sense to continue. But to continue in what Alan was just calling in an output-oriented way. And therefore, the idea was born that we should try to integrate the existing principles on regulatory reform and to make sure that we have a similar understanding. And how would that be done? I think the question was perhaps not so much that we would all agree on the same policies, but we would like to make sure that we all ask the same questions, or similar questions at least.